Baseball insider Andy Carboni joining us here on this sunny Thursday. And Andy, welcome.
Yes, things are all nice and sunny in the Red Sox Nation this morning.
All right, Andy. So what's the latest update from last night?
Well, Sox wrapped up a six-game homestand with a 12-3 win over the Mariners, taking the rubber game of the three-game series. Justin Turner hitting a two-run homer. Ryan Baio allowing one run over five innings, striking out seven to pick up his third win of the season. Sox off today. They're now heading to the West Coast, beginning a nine-game road trip. The first of three against old friend Xander Bogaerts and the Padres tomorrow night. With the win last night, Sox improved to 24-20 on the season, but they're in last place in the AL East, eight games behind the Rays.
Well, baseball's toughest division, right, Andy?
America. No question about it, that's for sure.
All right, well, take us back. What's happened this past week for the team, and then we'll get into some player notes here.
Well, since last we spoke, it was kind of a rough ride for the Sox for a few days. They were swept by the Cardinals over the weekend, Friday night. Cardinals beat the Sox 8-6. After scoring two runs at the bottom of the eighth to take the lead, Kenley Jansen came in to close out the game for the Sox, but he gave up three runs at the top of the ninth. He takes the loss. Saturday was kind of much of the same as Jansen comes in again, gives up three more runs in the top of the ninth, the second game in a row. Sox lose the Cardinals 4-3, but the bright spot in this one was Chris Sale. He went eight innings in the no decision, allowing one run on three hits, striking out nine. Sunday night baseball at Fenway, the Cardinals pound the Sox 9-1. Corey Kluber tagged with the loss, allowed four runs, seven hits, and five innings. After the game, the Sox designated pitcher Ryan Brazier for assignment. And on Sunday night, the Sox officially fell to last place in the AL East. Then things continued to be on the skids Monday at Fenway as the Mariners came to town and they pounded the Sox 9-1. Mariners catcher Cal Raleigh, who's from Vermont, he became the first catcher to hit home runs from both sides of the plate in the history of Fenway Park. Tuesday, the Red Sox snapped the four-game skid, beating the Mariners 9-4 as Justin Turner, Christian Casas, and Jaron Duran all hit home runs.
All right, so there we are. There's the recap. Could have been worse. It was pretty worse, pretty bad right in the middle there. You're right.
Absolutely.
Oh, man. All right, Andy. I know for the last, for a while now, you've been updating us on where former Red Sox players, and I mean current players, but they're former Red Sox players, still in the MLB, are how they are doing. And so what do you have for us this week, speaking of Bogaerts?
Yes, we'll start things off with Xander and the Padres. He's batting .269 at this point, six home runs, 15 RBI. Mookie Betts has been heating up a bit in the power department. His average still a bit on the low side of .244, but he's up to nine home runs. He's driven in 24. J.D. Martinez of the Dodgers, .241, five home runs, 19 RBI. Christian Vasquez and the Twins now, he's batting .245. No home runs yet, driven in 10. Franchi Cordero of the Yankees, who came in with a splash for the Bronx Bombers. He's been sent down to AAA before he left the Yankees to head to AAA. His average fell to .151. Nathan Eovaldi, the Rangers, 5-2, a 2.70 ERA. Michael Walker, the Padres, he's 4-1 with a 4.06 ERA. And then Matt Barnes, the Marlins, he's 1-0 out of the bullpen with a ERA of 3.78.
All right, great stuff. Very good stuff. Andy, what else do you have for us with the Red Sox organization?
Well, Bottle Park Digest says that Polo Park in Worcester has been voted as the best AAA stadium. Home of the Worcester Red Sox was one of 30 AAA ballparks considered by the Stadium Business publication. Las Vegas Ballpark had won the award the past 2 years, but a new study from economists at Holy Cross indicate that the development of Polo Park is not paying for itself as city officials had promised. The stadium cost the city of Worcester $160 million, well over the original price tag of $90 million. It was paid for largely through borrowing. Study shows that visitors are not spending a lot of money in the area except for inside the stadium. It indicates the overall project could create a deficit up to $60 million for the city of Worcester.
Oh, man. I can't say I'm too surprised at that, but whatever.
It is what it is.
It is what it is, right. But at least the best AAA ballpark around. Maybe when that word gets out, that'll help that cause out a bit. All right, Andy. Red Sox on NESN Plus on this day. What is up for what is May 18?
Yes, May 18 of 2001. First pitch tonight at 7. Red Sox double up the Royals 6-3 in Kansas City. Pedro Martinez tossing 8 shutout innings, striking out 12. Jason Veritek, Trot Nixon hit home runs. So no Sox game today, so you can always go back in time and catch a victory.
Way, 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 way back. All right, Major League Baseball news notes. Andy?
Well, Rockies pitcher Ryan Feltner suffered a skull fracture and a concussion after getting hit by a line drive at Saturday's game against the Philadelphia Phillies. That was kind of obviously tough to watch. He did walk off the field under his own power, but always a scary situation when pitchers are hit with line drives coming right back at them. Major League Baseball suspending another pitcher for violating the rules regarding foreign substances. Yankees right-hander Domingo Germán was fined and suspended 10 games yesterday. Germán was ejected in the fourth inning of Tuesday's win over the Blue Jays after umpire James Hoy found his hand to be extremely shiny and extremely sticky. Germán becomes the second pitcher suspended for sticky stuff this season after Mets pitcher Max Scherzer was disciplined last month.
Andy, it seems like that's happening a lot this year. What's going on with that?
Well, pitchers are saying that the balls are very slick, and they need some tacky substance to grip the ball and make it a little safer for not having balls being thrown at players' heads, if you will, not having the control that they need. So, umpires cracking down on it, and some people are getting caught, so the rules are the rules.
All right, no, I get that. That's right. The rules are the rules. All right, I'm sorry I interrupted you, but what else you got for us?
Well, the A's have agreed with Bally's and Gaming and Leisure Properties to build a potential stadium on the Tropicana Hotel site. The new 30,000-seat stadium will be built on a 35-acre site, replacing the Tropicana, which will be torn down. Oakland was forced to change course after originally planning to build the Las Vegas Stadium near Allegiant Stadium, the home of the Raiders. The agreement will need to be approved by the Nevada legislature, as the deal asks for nearly $400 million in public support. A's team president Dave Cabal said he hopes to have the new stadium open in time for the 2027 season.
Is that a 30,000? That's you would think you might go a little higher than that, maybe.
I was kind of surprised when I saw it was going to be 30,000. I was thinking maybe 35,000, 40 max, but obviously those things can change, as obviously they haven't broken ground yet, so we'll have to see how that plays out. But one thing you will definitely see at that stadium, regardless of the capacity, there will be a retractable roof.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. For the heat.
Yeah. Absolutely. That's a nice AC over there, that's for sure.
All right, there you go. All right. Anything else, Andy?
Well, Major League Baseball heading across the pond again next year as the Mets and Phillies will be in England for the annual London series of games. Major League Baseball first hosted the games in London starting in 2019. Last year, they revealed plans to hold regular season games as part of a long-term strategic partnership in the city in 2023, 2024, and 2026. Cardinals and Cubs will play at London Stadium next month.
Yeah, we got the Patriots in Germany this coming season as well. Big international flair here to pro sports here. You know, Andy, I think one of the biggest takeaways of this past week is the continued success of Chris Sale, as you noted earlier in the podcast. I mean, it's great to see him go out and do what he's doing.
No, it certainly is. Obviously, there wasn't a lot of expectations on Sale going into the season. It was just that, the money he's getting spent, getting paid, obviously he should be putting up these kind of numbers. So, all of his injury history and whatnot, so far so good. He's coming into form and looking like the old Sale. So, obviously, that's something the Red Sox are going to need if they're going to, try to fight for a wild card spot as the summer progresses. Obviously, being in last place right now, 8 games back, looking at a division title, seems to be out of reach at the moment. But they're only half a game out for the final wild card spot, so we can focus on that at this time.
No, absolutely. The wild card. That's what it's got to be, the wild card, right? All right. Anything else, Andy, to share with us? Tell me about this West Coast road trip. Starts in San Diego. Any thoughts on what it all means or what to look for this weekend and beyond?
Well, I think, obviously, to start things off, it'll be interesting to see the Red Sox facing their old friend, Xander Bogaerts, as the road trip gets underway in San Diego for 3. The Padres have been struggling this year. They were picked to be the NL West winners at this point, and they have not played up to form. They're behind the Dodgers, and they have been struggling offensively, so hopefully the Red Sox can keep them at bay. And when the Red Sox leave San Diego next week, they'll be in Anaheim taking on Mike Trout, Shohei Ohtani, and the Angels. That's always entertaining. And then the series and the road trip will wrap up in Arizona next weekend against the Diamondbacks. So let's see what the Red Sox are made out of here on the West Coast. The West Coast usually a tough road trip for the Red Sox historically in the past, but we'll have to see how this year fares out on the West Coast.
You got it. Well, Andy, great talking with you, and we will talk again soon.
Always looking forward to it.
You got it. Baseball insider Andy Carbone with us here on MSONewsSports.com.